A local author says mobile home parks are one of the last affordable housing options for the working class, but they are getting more expensive. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports.
An autumn sun peeks through the trees and farm fields that surround the Appaloosa Community Mobile Home Park outside Moscow, Idaho. Crystal Riggs stands outside her single-wide trailer house.
I've lived here for 10 years now.
Life has been rough for Riggs. She was pregnant and married by 17. After couch surfing for years,
I finally had one person give me the chance.
In most trailer parks, people own the homes, but the land is leased. The new park owners, Hurst & Sons LLC, want to raise the rent from $350 per month to $500.
There's a lot of disabled people in here, and the lease is all messed up.
Raising the rent isn't the only change that's been happening here. A few rows over, resident Miriam Kent gives a tour of her yard where several big trees once stood.
They took this huge cottonwood tree. I didn't know they were going to take this one, so I was really, it was very upsetting. Taking away at Appaloosa the kids' best swing and shade tree, why? We had a baby owl die up there. It's like unkindness.
Upset about rising rents and constant changes, people living in four Leyte County mobile home parks formed a cooperative. They're pushing for better communication from the owners of the parks and the chance to buy out the park if the owner ever tries to sell it. This means residents would own and manage the park themselves.
I loved going to the meetings, and this is the first time I felt like I've been part of a grassroots thing from the absolute get-go.
One of the people who helped organize those meetings was University of Idaho sociology professor Leontina Hormel.
When we talk about housing, it's not just about buildings, but about relationships.
Nationwide, mobile home parks are being swallowed up by investment companies, says Hormel. Rents are being jacked up, forcing people out of communities where some have lived for decades.
Those housing opportunities in these traditionally marginalized spaces have become places where more and more people of the working class seek living because it is the only affordable housing opportunity for them.
Most mobile home communities in the United States were built in the 1960s, back when America wanted to help working class people, says Hormel. The kind of people who teach in schools, stock supermarket shelves, and build roads.
Each time we see a mobile home community get closed down so that it can be stripped of its residents and turned into something else, we are basically dispossessing people of their right to a dignified life.
The lack of affordable housing in the U.S. for working class families is a form of slow violence, says Hormel. Housing is increasingly out of reach for people in America, no matter how hard you work. It's one of the themes she explores in her new book, Trailer Park America, Reimagining Working Class Communities.
These mobile home communities, what they're going through, I think, offer us an immediate and direct view of what it looks like for people on the ground.
The book hit the shelves November 10th. Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.